Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How to Get a Lost Person Saved, already in progress.
A friend of his called me and said, Thurman, do you know so-and-so is up at Grapevine in the hospital down in his back? I said, no, I didn't know. He said, yeah, he's up there, and said he was talking about he'd like to see you. I said, okay. So I went by there that afternoon after work, and I walked in, and there he is. His wife is there. His mother is there. He's stretched out in traction. They got weights on him. They're pulling him apart. I said, brother, what happened to you? He said, oh, Thurman, he said, I've had back trouble for 30 years. He said, this morning I woke up, I couldn't move. He had had an attack from the enemy. I said, well, what are you going to do? He said, the doctors examined me. They say I'll have to be stretched out here like this for about 3 or 4 or 5 days till they get things to come back in order, which I don't understand all of this by no means. So if you're a doctor, you know, you'll understand, but I don't. So I just give you the words the best I can because I'm not a medical person. And he said, then they say they're going to have to do surgery on my back. And then he said, I'm going to be out of work for about 3 or 4 months minimum. But he said, I've had back trouble for 30 years. So he said, I expected this one day. Now, see, that's what's wrong with us. We expect things to happen, and when we do, we open the door to the demonic world. And they come in to oblige you. I told him, I said, sir, like I told you with your arm, the Lord heals your arm, didn't he? He said, he sure did. He said, I have had no trouble with that arm since that day. I said, he wants to heal your back, too. I said, I'm going to open my Bible, and I'm going to read a set of scriptures to you, and then I want you to believe them. I opened my Bible, and I turned it to Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. Now see, the first two verses there, I had used those before when the Lord told us clearly, and this is something we don't do well as Christians, or at least I can't talk for you, I can only talk for me. But the first majority of my life, my desire was to win souls, but I didn't know how. I tried to tell a few people about Jesus when the Lord said, now go into all the world and preach the gospel. In Mark 16, verse 15. 14 and 15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And to all those that will believe and be baptized, they will be saved. Those that will not believe will be condemned or damned to hell. Well, I went out trying, but it didn't work until I found out why it didn't work. And then I learned how to catch myself up into the third heaven and do my spiritual warfare. And then it started working for me. And it worked well. This particular man, now we've got him saved, so we've met the criteria of the first two verses. But now then I said, sir, he also wrote for me in the next two verses, in verse 17 and 18, Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And I said, sir, I'm a believing believer. Now, I realize that for the first majority of my life, I was an unbelieving believer. Now, I hope you understand where I'm coming from, because I was a believer in Jesus, but I didn't believe this book. I believed only little parts of it. But now I'm trying my best to believe all of the book. I'm reading all of it. Because Jesus himself made me this commission. After you go into the world and preach the gospel, he said, then and these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils. Who's going to cast out devils? According to Jesus' own words, you and I are. Not him. You and I are going to do it in his name. And the Holy Ghost and Jesus that lives in us, that power is going to deliver people from demonic spirits as we speak his word out of our mouth. The devil is going to flee from people at our commands out of our mouth according to the word of God. I said, then Jesus said, lay hands on the sick at the end of verse 18 and you will recover. He looked at that and he said, that's what that says. I said, well, can you believe that? Now, I don't have to cross train this man. He's not been in church. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. He said, Thurman, Matthew 18, 19 sure did work good for my arm. He said, if God said it, I believe it. I said, son, that's all you need. That's all I need to hear you say. If God said it, I believe it. I laid my hands on him and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the enemy that's attacked this man in his back. And I command the enemy to leave and to never return in the name of Jesus. I said, now, Lord, I've got both hands laying on his body. I said, heal him. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. I said, it's 9 o'clock at night. I started to say his name. I said, it's 9 o'clock at night. I said, go ahead and get a good night's rest. In the morning, get up, take them things off of you, get up and go home. You're okay. That's where the test of faith comes in, isn't it? That's when Paul told us in 1 Timothy 6:12, he said, Paul said, Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. What does that mean? It means fighting the fight to believe that what that word says is true. The fight of faith. If that book says something, it's going to be a fight. And that's the only fight God told us to fight as Christians. Fight the fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, like he said in 1 Timothy 6:12, believing what's written in this word. It's the most difficult thing we as Christians will ever do, is to believe that book, all of it. I know. I've been there and done it. I know how difficult it was, and still is. But the next morning, the man woke up. He told his wife, to disconnect them things off my bed. She said, what do you mean? He said, I'm going home. She said, honey, the doctor said. He said, I don't care what that doctor said. I'm going to believe what Jesus said. So she disconnected the weights, took them off. He gets up, absolutely no pain in his body, puts his clothes on. The doctor comes in. He says, what are you doing? He said, well, sir, I'm going home. Jesus healed me. How many of you know that even good Christian doctors don't believe that? And some of you may be here today. No offense to you. But I'm telling you, the word works if you believe it. The doctor said, you're not going home. He said, you just got to feeling better because you've been stretched out there overnight. You cannot go. We x-rayed you and checked you yesterday, and you got all these deteriorated discs in your back, and you're going to fall flat on your face again here in a few minutes. He said, no, sir, I'm healed. Jesus has healed me. He said it in the Word. The Word said it's done. The Word says for a man to lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. He said, I'm healed because Jesus said so. This man's on solid ground. The doctor said, well, you're not going home till we do some more x-rays. They checked that man all day long in Baylor Medical Center in Grapevine, Texas. And they could not find a single thing wrong with him. That afternoon, they finally released him about 4 o'clock, and he drove down to my office and walked in praising God. And to this day, which has been at least 10 years ago, our Jesus is a mighty God. He is a faith God. He expects me and you to believe His Word because He wrote it for us. And He told us exactly what to do. Now that man is still alive and well today. His life is transformed. That man has come from a drunk and a divorcee and all the problems he's had, completely delivered of alcohol, saved, born again, a child of the King, and all of his medical problems, because he thought, by the time I'm 55 years old, I'll be out in the pasture at rest because I won't be able to work with the complications I've had. And today, many years later, that guy is up there close probably to nearly 60. Maybe 60 now. He's still working. He just built him a home down here in East Texas on a lake and done it all himself. And the last time I saw him, which was about 2 years ago, he was praising God. I mean, he was talking about how wonderful it is to know Jesus. Now, this is a man that a few years ago the devil had pulled in and had him at his will. Until I learned how to get people saved. And the reason I'm telling you this first this morning is because I had many people come to me yesterday. Many of them wanted to be physically healed, but many of them had children or parents or mothers or fathers or their spouse that my husband or my wife or whatever don't believe in God. What do I need to do? And I thought, Lord, the healing that I need to talk about to start out this morning is to teach people how to break the power of the devil in the lives of their loved ones. This is the most important thing there is to get people brought into the kingdom of God. A wonderful little lady that's been coming to some of my healing schools, she lives about 3-4 hours south of the Dallas area. She called me this last year. She said, Thurman, she called me crying. She said, Thurman, I mean, this woman's 55 years old. She was just boo-hooing. She said, Thurman, I just went over to my mother and dad's house. Said, my dad is 87 years old, and he's not in the best of health. And I went in to share Jesus with him and said, my own daddy cussed me out and threw me out of the house and told me to never come back into his house. She said, what do I do? I said, honey, he has been snared by the devil. His eyes are blinded. I said, we have power over the devil in the name of Jesus. I said, the first thing I want you to do is stop crying. The Lord didn't tell us to come into his throne of grace crying. He told us to come in boldly. I said, so dry up your tears. And I said, the Lord's in control. He's given us all the power and all the authority we need. So I said, I want you to stop crying. I want you to begin to worship and praise the Lord. I want you to close your eyes. And I'm going to catch you and me up into the Spirit, into the third heaven. I want you to envision yourself before the throne of our God, where He told us to come, anytime we want to. What a privilege for us as children to have the privilege to come into the throne of grace in heaven because of the blood of Jesus, anytime we want to walk in there. Used to, only the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies, and then only one time a year with blood. But at the coming of our King, He tore that veil in two from the top to bottom, opened it up to show us that we had access to the Holy of Holies anytime we want to go there. And I was a Christian for many, many, many years before I realized I could do that. And I thought, how the enemy had deceived me. I had no knowledge that I could go into the throne of grace and bring my petitions right at the feet of the Father in the name of Jesus. And from right there, I could get awesome things done. So we caught ourselves up into the third heaven. I begin to worship and praise the King. When you go into His presence in the third heaven, the first few minutes, you have to just worship and praise the Lord. You can just literally see in the spirit world the magnificence of who He is. You can literally, in your spirit, you can envision the mighty things that's in heaven that's waiting for those of us that when we get home. I can close my eyes now and see those beautiful, magnificent things that I've seen in the spirit world. It's so awesome to think about what God has prepared for us. See, a lot of people quote 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. And if you stop right there, I can tell you exactly where you live. You live in the flesh. Because if you don't know what the next verse says, you're not living in the Spirit. The next verse says, but He has revealed them to us by the Spirit. So I know of these things, because I've had the privilege to live in the spirit world with Him. And so from the third heaven, as we worshiped and praised our King for all these mighty promises, that's ours, I begin to call Him in remembrance of all those things that He said over in 1 John and so forth. This is a confidence that we have in You, that if we ask anything according to Your will, we know that You hear us. And because our hearts do not condemn us, because we're walking clean and pure and holy before You, Father, we know that You hear us, and we know that we have the petition we request.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How to Get a Lost Person Saved, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.